Well, Tom, I think one of the major factors is that we're having job growth again, albeit very modestly, as we discussed a couple of weeks ago, and that does lend some air of confidence. The other thing that's driving sales in Florida is tourism, which comes from largely people from outside the state of Florida, which is very important to us as we get ready for this winter tourist season. The preliminary data look excellent.
So even in spite of concern about the oil spill, I mean, the hospitality industry in North Florida, in the Panhandle region, they're saying that their numbers are still way down. But you believe that's not going to impact our tourism business here in Central Florida that much?
No, not at all. I think people stayed away from Pensacola and the beaches, but some of that transferred here. But I think more importantly here, we had tremendous promotions for the new Harry Potter exhibit at Universal. We had lots of promotion from Disney and SeaWorld, and the economy is getting a little better. And you put those things together, and tourism sales were up 15.8% on a year-over-year basis in July, and the preliminary numbers for August are just as good, Tom. So we really had a bang-up summer tourism season here in Orlando, and I think that that will be the precursor for additional strength from that sector, and that'll be the leading edge of the growth here in Central Florida.
So we finally got some good news here. Unfortunately, though, this doesn't stretch across all of Central Florida.
No, Tom, it doesn't. Year-over-year sales in Daytona Beach were down 1.6%. In Melbourne, they were only down 0.4%. But the Melbourne data is actually a little scarier because auto sales were down, non-durables were down. There's just a lot of weakness in Melbourne and Palm Bay reflecting the layoffs that are occurring and are going to occur in the space program.
Well, if, as you say, tourism is leading the recovery in Orlando, can tourism help prop up the economy along the Space Coast as well?
Tourism has some real opportunities in Melbourne and Palm Bay, but surprisingly in Daytona, tourism was off almost 10%. So Orlando did very well, but perhaps at some cost to Daytona Beach. And Daytona Beach really needs to renew its products. The physical real estate needs to have some real serious renewal. I mean, Daytona has a great name, but really when you go down to downtown, the downtown part on the beach, it looks pretty tough right now.
Well, that's got to be a tough case for the leaders to make, though, to be investing in new construction in these tough times.
It's a very tough case to execute, but it's a great case to make because this is the time, actually last year was the time to really begin a real refurbishment because now we're on the cusp of the recovery. We can see the recovery in tourism in Orlando, for example, and in the state. And so Daytona's a little bit behind now in trying to do that. Convention Center is real good, but they need another hotel. And they're trying. I mean, to be fair, the leaders are trying. But it's hard in this economic condition to muster the capital and muster, frankly, the political will to get it done.
Well, Hank, it's certainly refreshing to have you come in here on a Tuesday morning and share some good news with us. But I think there's probably a lot of people out there listening saying, hey, That's great, Hank Fishkind, but I'm not feeling it. I'm out of work, or someone in my family's out of work. We're still in trouble here. When is the lag time here? How long does it take for this kind of good economic news to translate into some movement in terms of jobs, which is what a lot of people are concerned about?
Absolutely. Fair question. In the tourism industry, I think this winter season is going to be strong. We'll see lots of hiring. I think that will translate into additional demand in retail and associated services. But the construction boom is gone, Tom, and it's not coming back. And those construction jobs are not going to come back. There'll be growth in other sectors of our Central Florida economy that will carry total employment forward. So those people really do need to think about other sectors, perhaps, if they're in the construction trades.